Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
It's breakfast on 91.3 FM, your voice in the morning. Time now, 16 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock. Into our next feature we go. Now, you would remember that there's so many WhatsApp groups going, doing the rounds with regards to a Stokveld. And, you know, you're supposed to be depositing 200 Rand. And, you know, it's just been getting out of hand, actually. I mean, left, right and center, especially now that people are under lockdown and unable to work because they might not be part of those essential services or due to other circumstances for whatever reason. Now, we are aware of the WhatsApp Stokveld group that's doing the rounds and sound very much like a pyramid scheme. So you get added to a specific group. The first person who is the admin of the group has to deposit 200 Rand into this account, right? And then the more people you add, the more money you make. So the cycle continues. But I'm not going to get too much into it. I want to speak to Andrew Lukele, who's the chairperson of the National Stokveld Association, to talk to us through this process very quickly. Andrew, good morning. Thank you so much for your time on Breakfast 91.3 FM. Are you aware of the WhatsApp Stokveld that's doing the rounds?
No, I'm not aware of it, but one of your colleagues drew my attention to it, and it's very disturbing. In fact, as you alluded to the existence of Stokvelds in recent times, this particular Stokveld, I'm told, has something to do with the coronavirus pandemic. Now, obviously, it's a different ballgame altogether. We know that the government has announced relief measures to mitigate the impact of the coronavirus on the communities. Now, if this the Stokveld, WhatsApp Stokveld has been formed as a form of giving relief to people affected by coronavirus, It amounts to fake news. So it's something that needs to be reported to the Coronavirus Command Council or to the police, and people can be arrested and charged accordingly.
Yeah. Now, Andrew, let's just look at what exactly a Stokveld is and how does it work and how does it benefit people? Because clearly the one that's doing the rounds on WhatsApp is sort of different to what you're explaining. You know, so just take us through that. What is exactly is a Stokveld? How does it work, and how does one benefit?
Yeah, look, a Stokveld is a kind of an informal savings mechanism. It's a savings scheme that was formed by people many years ago, people who were marginalized, people who were deprived of financial services, people who decided to do things themselves. So this is a group of people of, say, 10 people who come together and say, we want to raise money to benefit our own families. Now, because they want to form a group, they have to invite people who have the same objective, friends or people that you attend church with or you work with, because trust and peer pressure is very important in Stokveld. So you set up the rules that will govern your own Stokveld. You determine the number of people you'll have, how much you're going to contribute, how often you're going to meet. And meeting is very important because it is where the trust is enhanced. If I were to give the example of a WhatsApp Stokveld, all these elements I'm just counted don't exist. So it can't be a Stokveld. So Stokvelds have been there to benefit communities for many years.
Right. Now, in this time of need, you know, with COVID-19, you know, would you advise anybody to sort of be part of a genuine Stokveld during this time?
No, I tell you what, as an association, in keeping with the call of the president to keep distancing and all these other requirements, we have advised our members to suspend the activities of Stokvelds.
Okay.
Because in meeting, you know, they meet in people's homes from time to time, and they become a very big group, which is congested, so that environment cannot be conducive to fight a coronavirus. So our activities are suspended temporarily in accordance with the calls by the president.
And that's where we're going to have to leave it. Andrew Lukeli, thank you so much for your time this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM, and all of the very best. But also very, very important for us is to get the Islamic perspective with regards to this. Malan Abdul Fattah Kaur, who is the resident imam at the Addison Road Masjid. Assalamu alaikum and shukran so much for joining us this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM. I know we usually cross over to you every morning for Fajr, so it's a little bit out of that time frame that you usually speak to us. But Malina, if we look at the difference between a pyramid scheme and a Stokvel, what's happening at this point in time is that the people are adding people to the WhatsApp group and they've got a deposit. But you, if you add me to the group, I need to bring more people into the group. And that kind of sort of raised the eyebrow to say, but this is then a pyramid scheme and not necessarily a Stokvel. Malina, what is the Islamic perspective with regards to pyramid schemes? And before we move on to the Stokvel aspect thereof. Assalamu alaikum.
A pyramid scheme where a person can receive a certain amount of money and then gets more than what he has actually contributed as a savings contains uncertainty. And from an Islamic perspective, pyramid schemes are not jais and permissible. The success, somebody might say that, you know, I've given so much and it works because I got so much back. But those pyramid schemes are dependent on others buying into the pyramid scheme. So if I give a 50 rand and then I get another 10, 15 people to get a 50 rand, and then I walk out with maybe 600 rand, and the more people buy in, and then you get bumped up the list. So in essence, where you are giving, a stock fund is basically a savings scheme. Here you are giving a little bit of money, a small amount, and you're getting much more in return. Now, where did that come from? And you're not going to give again next month or the month thereafter. It is once off you do it, and you get more. So pyramid schemes and they're like, there is no basis for it in the Sharia, and it's not permissible, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So those are things which should be avoided at all costs.
Malina, let's look at the Stokvel then. You know, because the Stokvel, the rules are a little bit different and a little bit more clearer. Would that be something that's allowed?
The Stokvel, I think we should explain just shortly what the Stokvel would be. A few people come together and they decide we are going to put together money on a monthly basis or a weekly basis. Usually it's on a monthly basis. Everybody, five people come together and they put 200 rand together. That makes 1,000 rand. And then in the first month, they give 1,000 rand to person number one. The second month, they again give 200 rand each. The 1,000 rand is collected, it goes to person number two, and like that it goes on. Right. After 5 months, the circle is complete. So when you look at it comprehensively, everybody has given 1,000 rand. And everybody got 1,000 rand. It's basically a savings where by putting money together, each person gets 1,000 rand lump sum after having put in 1,000 rand all the time. So that's the basis of a Stokvel. It's something which is a complete round is done of the members of the Stokvel. You don't get more than what you had put in. What you had put in, that is what you get out. And those kind of Stokvels are permissible in Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So saving, hoarding is something which is frowned upon in Islam. Savings is something which is permissible in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if anybody is part of such a kind of Stokvel where there is no uncertainty, there is no gain, financial gain in the sense that I get more from a stock, what might be called a Stokvel. Right. In a Stokvel, it doesn't happen like that. If you're getting more than what you had actually put in that round, then questions would be raised. But the normal Stokvel where I've given over 5 months, I've given 200 rand every month, and in one particular month I've got 200 rand back. It's basically an intricate loan without any interest, alhamdulillah.
It
came about in the informal finance sector where people came together and they would just put away the money all the time. So when the lump sum came in, it would be easier to see to things such as maybe school shoes, the payment of or the purchase of an item for the house and like that. So those kind of Stokvels are permissible, alhamdulillah.
Malina Abdul Fattah Kaur, I'm going to have to leave it there. Shukran so much for your time and for availing yourself this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM. And I would suggest Malina stay indoors and can have a liquor rest, inshallah. Shukran wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.